Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and happy Thursday. Welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News, where we have not one, but two great guests. First up today, the great Attorney General of the state of Ohio, Dave Yost. He is doing some of the most important litigation work in the country. He was part of the team that sued the Biden administration and successfully blocked the lifting of Title 42 health regulations at the border. That was an epic win for keeping more illegal immigrants out of the country. He also just won a big case against the Google folks. And it's only a procedural win, but it allows his argument that Google should be treated like a major phone provider and provide equality across its services. That could have a profound effect in the effort to rein in big tech censorship. He is one of the leading thinkers in the legal space, one of the big advocates of state rights and federalism, which, by the way, as we talk on the show often, are getting a rebirth in America thanks to some very aggressive and savvy attorneys generals in predominantly red states. So there's some Democrats that also are doing work. We, of course, are talking to all those attorneys general on this show and on our TV show all the time. And then our second guest tonight, well, you know him well. He's the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, the man who unraveled the Russia collusion case, now the man unraveling censorship in America by creating a new platform, the Truth Social platform, as the CEO of the Trump Technology and Media Group. Devin Nunes, our good friend of the show, back on. We had him on the TV show last night. We're integrating him in the podcast. We talked about the Sussman verdict, what it means, what it doesn't mean, and also what are some of the unanswered questions. One of the big moments in this long-running investigation of Russia collusion and the dirty cops, as Devin Nunes likes to call them, is that each revelation seems to bring up not answers, but more questions. And Natalia and I, Natalia Mittelstadt, you've seen her on the show before, we had a good conversation last night, and she wrote a very smart piece this morning about five new questions that emerged just because of the Sussman trial and also some ancillary things that were going on in the Congress about this. The five questions, I'm just going to go real quickly, and then Devin Nunes and the second block are going to talk about that. First up, we now have been told, thanks to Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan, by the way, we hope Congressman Jim Jordan will be on the show tomorrow, that the Perkins Coie law firm that employed Sussman, Michael Sussman, now just acquitted, his colleague, Mark Elias, the super Democratic lawyer, they had a special relationship with the FBI that involved a secure work environment, basically something like a SCIF. Why did the FBI maintain a SCIF at this Democratic law firm? Was the relationship between the law firm and the FBI more complicated, more close than we know? That's a question Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz have raised, and we're going to delve into that tomorrow on the podcast. We still don't know everything we need to know about the Steele dossier and the Igor Danchenko trial in October. That's the man who was the primary source for a lot of the rubbish in the Steele dossier. We're going to learn a lot more about that. But, you know, Kevin Brock, who you all know and has been on the show many times, the former intelligence chief of the FBI, a really good, honest broker. He is able to criticize the FBI, unlike a lot of G-men. Kevin Brock says, listen, there's something that we don't understand yet. Why, on September 19, 2016, did both Michael Sussman, lawyer for the Hillary Clinton campaign, and Christopher Steele, researcher for the Clinton campaign, both deliver Russia dirt on the same day to the FBI in Washington? Sussman, of course, delivered the Alpha Bank research, which turned out to be bogus. Steele, through some intermediary, delivered six of his dossier memos, the first major sixth memos to get to the FBI headquarters. That's an unanswered question that may be answered at the Danchenko trial. Also, how much of the Steele dossier proved to be wrong, that's going to be very important as well. A third question, who else in the FBI is under investigation by Durham? We heard FBI agent Gaynor say he might have been at one point a subject, but when he began cooperating, they dropped the investigation. FBI agent Curtis Heidi said he's currently under investigation by the special counsel. Who else? Are there managers, agents, former agents, analysts? We don't know. That's a question we need to get answered. Fourth, what was the FBI's and the CIA's final analysis of the Alpha Bank server data? We were teased by John Durham greatly that he was going to bring in these CIA witnesses who were going to say the whole Alpha Bank data was contrived, human-generated, I believe is the word he used. He ended up not introducing that at this trial because of the fact that the judge said you couldn't bring that in. This wasn't a conspiracy case. He can't bring that up. However, we do believe that the CIA documents exist. We have put a FOIA in for them. We're fighting for them. We're going to get that question answered. Did the CIA prove that somebody contrived the Alpha Bank data, not just gave it to the FBI, but may have manufactured it? John Durham has teased us that he has the evidence on that, but we don't have it in the public domain. And finally, what do we know about Rodney Jaffe? What was he doing beyond this Alpha Bank stuff? There are these discussions that Durham mentioned during the early part of the Sussman case that he was out gathering phone data out near the White House and executive office of the president. What's that about? We don't know. He was a federal contractor at the time. We need to find out a little bit more about that. And we know, much like there's hints of a relationship between the Perkins Coie Sussman Elias law firm and the FBI, former FBI agent Tom Grasso testified he used Jaffe on and off in cybercrime investigations. Was Jaffe a human source? We don't know. Was he a private sector partner? We don't know. But Grasso raised that possibility. There's a lot to learn about Jaffe, including who gave him the idea to do some of the things he did. Hopefully we'll learn more about that. Those are five questions we're going to talk about with Devin Nunes later in the show. All right, finally, we like to break news from time to time. And tonight on the Just the News website, we're going to break a story late tonight about the actual findings in the Capitol Police Inspector General's investigation of the intrusion in Congressman Troy Nehl's office. Remember, we've had Troy Nehl's on this very podcast. He talked about a police officer coming in over the Thanksgiving holiday, claiming to find an open door, gets into his office, walks into the inner sanctum of the office, takes a picture of information that Congressman Nehl's had put on a whiteboard, sends it to the Intelligence Division, and an investigation of Nehl's is launched. Nehl's has said time and again, that was inappropriate. That was not the right thing to have happened in my office. And he asked the Inspector General, the chief watchdog of the U.S. Capitol Police, which, by the way, has a lot of other problems still unresolved about January 6th. They're planning their intelligence capabilities. But the IG came out. We have gotten a summary of what the IG found. And this is what they found. They concluded that the officer who entered the congressman's office had the right to do so to check on safety, but that he used, quote, questionable judgment when he went into the congressman's inner office and took a picture of his private legislative work, things he was working on, including vests and other stuff, armored gear. That was questionable. He didn't file the right reports. His leadership didn't have proper training to protect the privacy of congressmen, don't have proper procedures. They didn't even file the proper paperwork report to document what happened in that office. A stinging report tonight on the Just the News, Not Noise TV show. Amanda and I are going to have Troy Nehl's on there. Listen to what he just said to me. I'll give you a little taste of his concern that the Capitol Police seem to be weaponized by Democrats right now, acting in a more partisan way. Listen to what he had to say about this after learning about the IG report.
Number one, I personally believe that Nancy Pelosi has weaponized the U.S. Capitol Police as her own investigations unit. She goes after anybody that has a dissenting point of views. I obviously have been a very vocal critic of the J6 committee and the events of January 6th, and I'll be exposing that with a book coming out here in July. And I think that it is very incumbent upon whoever the Speaker of the House is, whoever the Sergeant at Arms are, and in Congress, that we protect the limited the limited amount of integrity that that institution has, and that is making sure that members can feel safe and secure in their offices.
Well, to get our whole interview with Congressman Nels, just tune in tonight at 6 p.m. on Real America's Voice, just the news, not noise, my show with Amanda Head. We're going to have Troy Nels as the lead guest at 6 o'clock Eastern Time on Channel 219 of Dish Network, Channel 240 on the Pluto Network, on all the apps, the Real America's Voice app, the Just the News app, the Roku app, and of course, the Samsung television app that a lot of people today use on their Samsung TVs for smart televisions. All right, folks, it's time to take that break. We'll be back in a few minutes. First up with Dave Yost, the Attorney General of the great state of Ohio, followed by Devin Nunes, two great guests. Back to back, right after this commercial break. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. So excited to have this next guest. He is on the forefront of pressing states' rights and federalism in America, fighting tech censorship, fighting human trafficking, fighting the open border. He is the Attorney General of the great state of Ohio, Attorney General Dave Yost. Great to have you on, sir.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be with you.
You're doing some amazing work, and last week you had a major, major win. A court declared that your lawsuit against Google can move forward and it can be treated as a common carrier. That's the big issue here. If you do that, maybe you can rein in some of the censorship. Why is this such an important ruling?
Well, for starters, it's important to realize what it's not. We're not trying to regulate Google. What we're trying to do with this lawsuit is get a declaration from the court that they have a higher legal duty to take all comers, to deal with everybody on the same basis, because everybody has to go to Google. I mean, they have 92% of the mobile search market, for example. So if, as a matter of law, they have to treat everybody the same and not discriminate like a common carrier, like, you know, you go down to the and want to ship a railroad car full of goods from Los Angeles to New York, you get charged the same as Archer Daniels. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, you get treated the same. And that's what we're trying to get the law to recognize Google as. If we win and we still have to go through discovery and the rest of the case, it could be a turning point in the way we think about the big tech platforms that so dominate commerce, speech, and so many aspects of our lives.
Yeah, yeah, there's no doubt. And so things like throttling, maybe if conservatives are not are being restrained from having traffic and liberals are not, this sort of common carrier theory could say, hey, you've got to treat everybody the same. You can't do it. That's the potential opportunity here, correct?
Exactly. And in commerce, for example,
right?
if you shop Google Flights right now or shop for airplane flights, Google Flights is going to be the first thing you see on the Google engine in the United States. Now, that, interestingly, not in Britain. In Britain, you'll see a carousel that'll have Travelocity and Orbitz, and,
right?
You know, all of the other things. So that preference that Google and Amazon, frankly, and these other platforms give to themselves to have a leg up, we would even that playing field out, which is better competition, freer markets, and a freer America.
Yeah, what a great idea. And you know what's interesting, and I've watched your work, you're doing a lot of amazing things in Ohio, and the attorneys generals, and particularly in the Republican states, are really leading this effort at federalism, reasserting states' rights. In Washington, everybody's throwing up their hands saying, listen, we can't tackle anything with big tech because we can't change Section 230, so we're just going to let it go. But folks like you are finding unique, novel ways as a state to get in here and maybe fill the gap where Washington is letting us down. What triggered all of this extraordinary activism and really good legal work by attorneys generals?
Well, you know, we like to say that your attorney general is your last line of defense,
right,
for freedom. And the reason for that is the law is supposed to constrain the government, whether we're talking about the statutes or the Constitution, the separation of powers. But if it's not being enforced, then those things don't really work. They're not preserving freedom. So the attorneys general are the ones that go to court to make those things work, to put the teeth into it.
Yeah, and you see it right now. And the more Washington becomes dysfunctional, the more the attorneys general are doing such valuable things like protecting the border, getting forcing the government to follow its own laws that are on the books. You also have a lot of great things going on in your own state. And I want to talk to you about one of them because Ohio is now one of, I think, 25, 26, maybe up to 27 states that now have constitutional carry. You guys have been able to balance the Second Amendment and safety in a very strong way. Talk about how important that was to achieve that in the legislature this year.
Well, the idea that you have to have a government permit to exercise a constitutional right, it just is kind of backwards, isn't it?
Right.
How would we feel if you had to have a government permit to be doing this podcast that we're talking on right now?
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
By the First Amendment.
Yeah.
So I think that you know, we will move on. But what's not happening is you're not seeing the crime rates or the gun crime rates in the states that have constitutional carry are not suddenly, you know, spiking, while the gun control states are, you know, safe.
Yeah.
All I'm asking is, can we cool down the rhetoric and look at the evidence?
Yeah, we might be focused on the wrong thing, right? Because listen, we've had mass shootings, California, New York. You can't be any more locked down on the Second Amendment than those states. And so there's something bigger and larger here. Do you think a moment when you see the horrific tragedy in Texas, the one that occurred in Buffalo, is there some moment where the Democrats lay down this partisan argument and try to find some common ground? Mental illness, finding red flags early. It seems like there's a lot of places where Republicans and Democrats probably agree, but they just won't have a conversation about it.
Well, it may be. I'm very bothered by the toxic environment of our political system right now.
Yeah.
But look, why can't we start talking about some things we should be able to agree on, like this? Why is it that you can't get into see your elected politicians or go into a bureaucrat's office without a key card or going through a security checkpoint? Let's do something really easy. Let's use this technology, what we know works, to reduce risk and protect our kids as well as we protect our politicians.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems to be, everyone should be able to agree to that. That's a simple common sense thing. Yesterday, the Ohio Senate took some action to reduce the amount of training time and period for teachers who want to bring handguns to school for safety from, I think it's a month to 24 days. A lot of people in the school safety world are excited about this, think this is a good move, a model for other states. Do you feel good about the action?
Well, I'll be defending the law in court, so I'm going to be careful not to make too many pronouncements on it. But look, at a large level, high level, what we know is true is that the first responders, on average, this is a United States Department of Justice study from the Obama administration, are 18 minutes out on average.
Yep.
18 minutes. So you've got somebody, and I don't care whether they've got a club, a knife, a gun, sarin gas. Crazy people do crazy things. 18 minutes is too long. You don't need to be a full-fledged cop to be able to be trained in this individual situation. Where the right line is, I think people of good conscience can argue about, how many hours of training you need. We certainly want people to be trained. We don't want collateral damage because of untrained people.
Yeah.
But the people that are saying we don't want trained, qualified faculty to be able to respond faster they're just cutting off their nose to spite their face.
Yeah. 18 minutes is it's an eternity in the moment in a mass shooting. And so that is a statistic that doesn't get enough attention, but we certainly can close that gap with the sort of things you're doing in your state. Another thing that you've been in your state has been really aggressive on, and I think to the good of the country, is attacking the scourge of human trafficking, sex trafficking. A big case over the Memorial Day weekend. I think 10 or 12 perpetrators rounded up after a long investigation on human trafficking in the state. You were pretty outspoken about these guys are going to get everything coming to them for the horrible crimes they were involved in. Your thoughts on how to effectively win the war against human trafficking, and how much is the Biden open border making the situation worse for you?
Well, look, the case you're talking about is especially sickening because they were trafficking kids. Mm. I'm not using that term loosely.
Right.
I mean 17-year-olds. I'm talking about little kids.
Yep.
That are in grade school. I am torn between weeping and rage when I think about that case. But look, we need to zero tolerance is something that is too easily bandied about in our society. We
yep.
want to have zero tolerance for everything. We ought to be a lot more tolerant about a lot more things. But this, I've got to say, child molesters molest no children in prison. And same thing with human traffickers. They traffic no children while they're in prison. Throw them away. Throw them in there. Throw away the key. And people accuse me of saying that they ought to be warehoused. Well, keep them away from the rest of us.
Yeah, our children deserve that. And it's a scourge that often isn't talked enough about in Washington, but it is great to see the actions that Ohio has taken. Very serious investigation, very bad guys taken off the street in the last few days. I know that means a lot to the great constituents that you represent. I want to finish with something that I know you tweeted earlier in the year. It caught my attention. It goes something like this. I don't have it exactly in front of me, but if a crisis is a good reason to ignore the Constitution, all of a sudden you're going to have permanent crises and no Constitution. It went something like that. We live in this moment where it seems like certain generations of Americans have lost the recognition that freedom was really what made us different from every other country, having a rule of law. Is there a moment now amongst all this zaniness where people are beginning to realize that a bigger government isn't necessarily better? Giving up your freedoms for fear actually didn't make us any healthier during COVID. Is there a pause in our country's pace to maybe take stock that the way we used to run might be better than the way we're drifting towards right now?
Well, we've got a moment in time, John, and this is where I'm so hopeful and so fearful at the same time about our immediate future. People have gotten an up close and personal look at the price of all of the stuff that we heard about from the progressive left. We're seeing it at the grocery store. We're seeing it at the gas pump. We're seeing it in supply chains and our economy, and the dissonance in our civic life. America's rethinking what they heard from the progressive left. And I think they're going to give my party, I'm a proud Republican, a chance this fall to do it right, to do it better, to do what we know works, which starts with the rule of law, simply the same rules for everybody. My concern is that when we get power, if we spend our time relitigating past wars, we talk about Jewish space lasers, we're going to end up squandering this moment of trust. If we go in there and do what we know to do and do it right and stop squabbling, but just go patch the hull of the ship of state, so to speak, we will be set. America will be back on the right track for a generation. But if we get distracted by the miners, if we're not prepared to go in and rebuild in January of 2023, I despair, because swinging the pendulum back another time, there might not be, that might be the end of it.
Yeah, I think that sense of urgency is well-founded. I think if Republicans get back in control, they can't talk a good game, they got to walk a good game. And I think the American public has big expectations, and that's probably why this election will be so loud in terms of its verdict. Final thing, I know you support the men in blue, even the firefighter who recently was killed trying to help someone. You're always out there supporting our frontline responders. And I know also you like this idea that's working its way through the state to let voters decide whether bail should consider public safety as when it's releasing someone out there. That used to be the common sense standard in all 50 states. But a lot of blue cities have gone off the deep end on this. Are you excited to see that might make its way to voters and let the voters get a final say on it?
Yeah, here in Ohio, that looks like it is going to the ballot this fall. And even though I'm up for re-election myself this year, I'm going to spend most of the rest of this campaign season out there not talking about, you know, how Dave Yost ought to be re-elected, although I hope that happens. I'm going to be talking about why this is so important to securing the safety of our society. We just need to get this right. And, you know, the Supreme Court in Ohio made that decision that we couldn't consider public safety when we're setting bail. But the Supreme Court isn't really supreme. You know who's really supreme? The people who write the Constitution, which is the people of Ohio, to vote on this. And they're the bosses of me, the Supreme Court, and they get to decide.
Yeah, what a novel idea. Actually, exactly what the Founding Fathers intended. But a lot of people are like, oh, we can't let the voters decide. I think you had a fun tweet on that saying, who fears the voters? That's what we're supposed to be here for, as public servants. And it looks great that Ohio is going to let the people decide the right way to address this. Sir, it's always an honor. We watch your work greatly. We cover a lot of the important stuff you're doing here at Just the News. And it's a great honor to have you on the podcast for the first time.
Thank you. Got a great team. I look forward to talking with you again. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks, we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special. 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break.
John, it's been a crazy week in verdicts from D.C. to Virginia. My goodness, what say you?
Yeah, listen, you're exactly right. And, you know, I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm going to say that the mainstream media gave a lot more attention to the revelations in the Depp and Heard trial than they gave on any given day to those that were occurring in the courtroom in John Durham's trial of Michael Sussman. Sure, they covered the acquittal yesterday because that kind of fit their storyline. But major omissions like a former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, saying Hillary Clinton herself approved releasing the uncorroborated Russia dirt on Donald Trump back in 2016. Well, that got a yawn. Sure, they covered acquittal. That's what they wanted. But at the end of the day, everything else about how this dirty trick played out and how the swamp really works there in Washington, it got glossed over by the local media. I think that's a really unfortunate thing. Now, the good news is we have somebody up first that knows a lot about that dirty trick. He is the former Congressman Devin Nunes, who helped unravel the Russia collusion narrative and now runs the Trump Technology and Media Group. He's joining us as our first guest, Congressman. Great to have you back on the show.
As always, it's a pleasure to be with you. And I'm also in California right now, not in Florida like I normally am. But, Amanda, I heard you say something about the fruits and nuts. And just know that where I live, we actually have the real fruits and nuts, like the ones that you eat. We're in the breadbasket of the solar system, I like to say here.
Yeah, absolutely. A beautiful part of California for sure. Congressman, you've had about 24 hours to digest the jury's verdict, Sussman being acquitted. What is your reaction? What do you think it means for the future of the Durham probe?
I'm actually all not that concerned about it. I think it was pretty clear. Matter of fact, I think, John, when I was in Washington, D.C. in your office here a couple weeks ago, we discussed this directly, that bringing a case in Washington, D.C. like this, granted, Durham didn't have a choice. It's where the crime had occurred. And it was no surprise. I think Durham had to know that he was rolling the dice with really a 1 out of 30 chance that he was going to get a conviction here. So, but what he successfully did is, I think there's a countless number of things that came out in this, but clearly laid out for the American people or those that actually get any real news, like those that watch your show, there were some very interesting revelations. One being that Hillary Clinton knew about it. I think that's a key component. Two, there are FBI agents currently under investigation. And now I think you've also seen the latest that our colleagues in Congress, my former colleagues in Congress, have released, and that is that there was some type of strange relationship between the Perkins Coie law firm, this is a law firm that Sussman used to work at, and the FBI, including possibly that Sussman himself had some type of access to the FBI. This is something that we never knew. I'm sure there's more to be figured out on that subject, but I'm very interested in it. So after that, I think you have to look at where does it go from here? You have the indictment of Danchenko, who is the supposed source that we were told by the crooked cops at DOJ and FBI at the time that, oh my God, we can't tell you this source. He would possibly die. You had the Clinton campaign people and operatives running around. Oh my God, people are going to die. They testified to Congress. People are going to die. Well, it ended up this dude was just like a guy who had been born in Russia, tied to left-wing think tanks, and had been kind of an avatar in producing stuff for Christopher Steele for, it looks like, a better part of a decade. That trial, he's been indicted. That trial is set to start in, I think, October in the fall. Right. And then also, I think the last component would be, it just appears like Durham has successfully laid out what we knew, that there was a conspiracy here and that everybody knew about this, the dirty cops, the Clinton people, the people at the DOJ, the media, the fake news media, they were all in on this. And which is, by the way, another revelation that I forgot. We also got to see some of the folks in the media who were clearly read into this operation and this narrative build. So the question I think will come now with the tech executive who was spying on Trump, not only his campaign, but then later as president, will they be able to build a conspiracy case around him or some of these FBI agents? I don't know. Or will Durham be able to build a conspiracy case at all? But I think that he clearly has one that he's laid out just in this Sussman trial. But look, like I said, Sussman skating in Washington, D.C., I think is a much bigger problem, one that we could probably spend your whole show on. But there's clearly an issue with the court and court system in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and that's the sad thing is that I don't know if any of us thought that there was a universe in which this jury of his peers literally would have voted to convict one of their own. And I think that that's a result of a much larger problem in that I think for a lot of people, Democrats, Republicans alike, they feel like, why bother following this stuff and staying informed when nobody's ever going to be left on the hook for it? And if they are, then it's some peripheral person, some outside person. Do you expect that there will be anyone of note who actually goes down such that it's satisfactory to the American public?
Well, I think it all depends on, one, whether Durham can bring additional indictments. For sure, if he could bring a conspiracy indictment, I think that would be major. It would be big. And then you also have to make sure that he can bring it somewhere outside of Washington, D.C. I mean, I think that's one of his biggest problems that he has. I mean, this Sussman was almost a test. Granted, look, he was a small fish in a big pond, but clearly directly tied to the Clintons. It was one narrow sliver in terms of lying to the FBI. But you take what happened to Sussman, I guarantee you, if it was a Republican, he'd be almost immediately indicted. And the jury foreman, a forewoman, she came out and clearly stated something crazy like, well, why would they be focusing on this? Well, in fact, D.C. has focused on this, and the dirty cops at DOJ and FBI actually set up a 3-star general named General Flynn, who through all the Russia hoax and all the crap that we've dealt with over the years, the one thing we knew for sure all the time, the one thing that was definitely illegal was leaking of transcripts that somehow escaped from the IC that involved General Flynn, that actually ended up being not even true, most of those transcripts, and they were lied about. And also the withholding of exculpatory evidence that we actually had in the United States Congress that the dirty cops at DOJ and FBI and the whole Mueller team didn't even want at the time. And why did I just tell you that whole story? It's because General Flynn was basically, he had to plead guilty, was forced to plead guilty for lying to the FBI when clearly the dirty cops, they all knew that he didn't lie. And so he knew that if he went before a D.C. court, the guy was going to get completely strung up. So I think the lesson here is that If you are a Republican and you get indicted almost anywhere in the country for lying to the FBI, you're probably going to serve time. You're going to be convicted probably easily. If you're a Democrat, you're going to skate. And that's what Sussman rolled the dice on. Durham, I think, probably had to do it, had to bring it. And, you know, I actually, despite what people think, I mean, I kind of think this was all a positive story because Durham was able to expose so much out there that we didn't even know, even those of us who were closely involved in this investigation.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. He used his trial to tell a much larger story. Congressman, you were told you got everything when you were running the investigation in the House Intelligence Committee. It's clear that a lot of things were kept from you, things that were just now being revealed in the trial. How frustrating is it to know that the FBI, the Justice Department, didn't provide you such valuable evidence as that which showed up in the trial?
Well, look, I don't want people to think that anything that's happened here over the last couple of weeks makes me feel good. I mean, in fact, the decision by this jury yesterday is just a continuation of what we've seen for the last 5 years, which is a total degradation of the institutions in this country. So, you know, there's no question that we were lied to. I mean, remember, if Sussman was not guilty of lying to the FBI, then he was guilty of lying to us because he told us the opposite story that he told the FBI.
Right.
But anyway, he wasn't indicted on lying to Congress. But clearly there are mountains and mountains of documents and evidence that were not turned over to the Congress at the time while they were under subpoena, I must say. So I think, look, looking forward here, this is still a dark chapter of American history. It's, you know, essentially, you know, I left Congress precisely because of a lot of these issues. I wanted to go out and make sure that we could communicate, which is why we started True Social, Donald Trump's, media company. We're doing that so people can communicate, because what I'm afraid of is a lot of the people that were maybe on the D.C. jury and even those, you know, throughout the heartland have no clue of what we've been talking about here the last 7 or 8 minutes or so, John and Amanda. They have no idea that any of this happened. And that's why it's so critical for True Social to be successful. And I think it's one of the reasons why, you know, we're the fastest social media company in history. Fastest growing social media company in history is because people are desperate for information, because they know that DC, dirty cops, dirty Congress, dirty politicians, dirty fake news media, they are all out there, very dangerous to the future of this country and to a dark chapter of history that still hasn't been closed.
Congressman, we appreciate you coming on and your insight. As always, we'll have you back on again.
All right, folks, we'll be right back after the commercial break to wrap things up for the day. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion-dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. Time to wrap it up for the day. Before we do, as you all know, I'm a big advocate of the Second Amendment. I am a lawful gun owner. And listen, no one likes to spend ammunition, which, by the way, is getting more expensive to buy and scarcer to buy, to do practicing. But we all want to be safe, well-practiced, careful gun owners, right? Well, I've got an incredible solution. We have an amazing partner here at Just the News. They're called iTarget Pro. And this is a revolutionary system that allows you to dry fire your firearm to practice in your own home with your real firearm anytime in a safe manner without having to use any ammunition. Just download iTarget's proprietary app, load the laser bullet into your firearm, and boom, you can start training your experience. You'll get all of the muscle memory you need. You sharpen your target skills, your reaction speed, and you don't expend any ammunition. It's all done virtually through the laser bullet and a proprietary app. This is an amazing system. I'm hooked on it. You know, I tried it. I'm like, oh, wow, this is really fun. Now I can't stop using it. It is amazing. You want to have that muscle memory. You want to sharpen your target reaction speed. You want your sight alignment to be better. You want to understand the trigger function, the kickback, all the things that make you a safe, better firearms owner. iTarget Pro has the solution. And right now at iTargetPro.com, they're going to give you 10% off because you're a John Solomon Reports Just the News fan. And you're going to get free shipping for their kit with the offer code JustNews. That's all you got to use. Put the offer code in, JustNews. One word. This makes a great gift for Father's Day. If you got a dad, a grandpa, an uncle, a brother you want to say thank you to, get them the iTarget Pro. Let them become a safer, better, more efficient, trained Second Amendment advocate, because you can practice in the privacy of your home without, and safely doing so without having to use any ammunition. This is a revolutionary system. I love it. I'm hooked on it. I can't wait for you to see it. It's a lot cheaper and a lot fewer hours than having to go to the range every time. All right, so that's the letter I, targetpro.com. Use the offer code JustNews, and you're going to get an amazing gift. Get a Father's Day gift. Get a belated Mother's Day gift. Hey, a lot of women are great Second Amendment advocates and gun owners. This is a great gift for birthday, any of the many different occasions coming up now, graduation, you know them all. Hey, it's even a great anniversary gift. My wife gave me this for an anniversary. I'd love it. All right, well, that's a special offer. We'd like to tell you about one a day from our incredible group of partners and supporters, advertisers, and sponsors, and iTarget Pro is a big part of our family. We're so grateful for them. All right, folks, tune in tonight. Don't forget, we're going to have that exclusive interview with Troy Nels. We're going to give you exclusive details from the Capitol IG report, highlighting some of the mistakes and flaws that the Capitol Hill police made in intruding into the office of Congressman Troy Nels and taking picture of his secret legislative work, something that should have been protected by the Fourth Amendment. Very important stuff. We're there to break that story tonight on the show, and then we'll have a more complete story on the website tonight at justthenews.com by the time you go to bed. So check it out. Until tomorrow, have a great night. We expect to have Jim Jordan on if he can make it. And we'll be talking a little bit more about that Perkins Coie revelation, the secret relationship with the FBI we didn't know about until Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz exposed it yesterday. We'll have a whole lot more in tomorrow's podcast as we get ready for another great beginning of summer weekend. All right, have a great night. God bless you. God bless this great country, as he always has. Yep, you've been listening to John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the wellness company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.